Terry and the Pirates. You know, it's a funny thing about Terry and his pals. They can get into more exciting spots and battle their way out and have more fun doing it than anybody you ever knew. Yes, they use their heads and their fists, and they laugh and fight in every one of these thrilling transcribed adventures. And if you want your share of the nation's number one radio show, then here it is. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Just supposing, boys and girls, that somebody was to tell you this. Suppose they said you could get a Terryscope exactly like the one Terry has in the show, and a decoder that showed you how to use Connie and Big Stoop's secret Chinese code, and how to flash messages at night. And along with all that, you got a game board and directions for playing two swell games. And suppose they said the whole thing, the Terryscope with its 8 super special features, all of it, was being offered for just 10 cents and 2 labels. You'd jump at the chance to get one, I'll bet. Well, kids, that's exactly what I'm here to tell you now. All those things, the Terryscope, just like the one in the show, and the secret codes and games and special tricks, they're all yours for only 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. Yes, Libby has made it possible for you to get this unique, exciting Terryscope, and if you're smart, you'll get yours right away. The labels you need come from two of the world's grandest tasting juices, Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice from Hawaii. They're juices your mother will be glad to get because they're refreshing and delicious, and they give you important vitamins. So ask her right away to get them, a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. Take the labels off, and on one of them, print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail these labels along with a 10-cent coin to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's. It's L-I-B-B-Y-S. Well, kids, you get these labels and get them in the mail with your dime, and the next thing you know, you'll be having the thrill of a lifetime. Yes, sir, when the mailman brings your Terryscope, you'll say it's a red-letter day. Gosh, but this Terryscope is a beauty. It's got a shiny lacquer finish, and it's decorated with Chinese characters and a big dragon and pictures of the dragon lady and Pat and other friends of yours. And then you'll see the secret code panel and the treasure hunt panel. And boy, will you get a laugh when you see what you can do with a picture of good old Stooper. Well, all that's just a hint of what's waiting for you kids. So hurry up and get your order in. Send your full name, address, and age, along with 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. One from tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. Mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. The sooner you mail your order, the sooner you'll get your Terryscope. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Free of the Dragon Lady at last. Or are they? That's the big question in the minds of Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, and Connie as they speed along a narrow mountain road toward the ancient Chinese city of Chungking. They have recovered the precious portable radio transmitter, and it is now close beside Terry. Pat Ryan is driving the car, a car taken from Mr. Keel and the loud-mouthed Singa Singa. Remember how Pat battled with Keel beside the hay wagon back there on the road? Boy, that was a scrap and ended with victory for Ryan. Well, at the speed they're going, they'll soon be in Chungking, where they expect to meet Jude Hennick, the beautiful Burma, the wide-eyed April Kane. We're going to meet these three people, too. So let's step on ahead to a small hotel, to a room in this Chungking Hotel, where we hear...
That's where the cotton and... Oh, dear. I'm worried. I'm positively out of my mind.
Out of your what?
My mind. You know, what I think with.
Well, don't let it bother you, dear. I've been out of my mind for years. Look at me.
Yes, you're beautiful.
All right, April.
We've been here for a day and a night, and we don't know what's happened to Terry or Mr. Ryan or Connie or Big Stoop or anybody. Doesn't that worry you?
Well, to be truthful, it does.
I wonder if they got that radio thing from the Dragon Lady.
Yeah, I wonder. Well, we'll know soon enough. After all, Chickadee, it was just as well we flew away from Utong with Dude Hennick and his plane. You and I wouldn't have been of any help. We'd be as useless as an umbrella to a fish.
Why would a fish use an umbrella?
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh. Carry me back to old Virginia. I'm worried about Mr. Hennick, too.
Oh, that black-haired pilot can take care of himself.
Yes, but where is he? He told us not to go wandering around Chungking without him.
And for a very good reason, April.
What is it, Burma?
Well, now, look, I'll tell you again. We don't want too many people knowing we're here. The Dragon Lady has friends in this town.
But we haven't got that old radio thingamajig.
I know, but that won't stop a few of the ladies' pirates from making us very uncomfortable for a while.
Then why is Mr. Hennick outside someplace doing something?
He went to the flying field to check over the plane. He hopes to fly us back to Singapore.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Carry me back to old Virginia. Well, then, I guess I haven't anything to worry about, have I? I mean, except what's happened to Terry and Mr. Ryan.
Oh, that's right. Nothing to worry about at all. Oh, don't forget, Dude calls up here every hour just to make sure we're okay. Now, if I were you, Now, who could that... Yeah? Who is it?
Don't open the door unless it's Mr. Hennick, and he always signals by knocking special.
Shh. Who's there?
If you saw, I have a message for you, occupant of this room.
What'd he say? A message?
What kind of a message?
It is well that we discuss it other than with a door between us. Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. Yeah. I'll just slip this gun Dude gave me under the cushion of this chair.
Oh, dear. I wish I had that telescope here. I could look right up over that transom and see who's out there in the hall.
Well, you haven't got the telescope, so just sit where you are and look pleasant. Just a moment. Well?
I wish to have words with Miss April Kane.
What about?
As you can see, I represent a branch of the military service.
Yeah, you have a uniform.
I have been delegated by my superiors to treat with Miss Kane, and I presume yourself, if you represent her. May I enter?
Well, all right. Step in.
Thank you. I am General Chang. You wish to see my credentials?
Well, General...
This could only be Miss Kane, yes?
Yes. How do you do, General? My, what a pretty uniform. And you speak English very well, too. Like I always
April.
Say to...
Mr. Chang is here on business, I presume.
That is correct. I shall be brief. May I sit down?
Oh, yes, please do, General.
Thank you. At the airport, I met my good friend, Mr. Hennick.
Oh, did you see Dude Hennick? Isn't he wonderful?
The General talk, April. You said you saw him at the airport?
That is correct. He told me about a certain radio invention. I need not mention it by name again.
Oh, yes, we know.
Well, naturally, on behalf of my superiors, I am most anxious to secure it.
Oh, but didn't Mr. Hennick tell you that we didn't...
Please, April. General Chang, just what did Mr. Hennick tell you?
Very little. You see, I have known for some time that there was a certain portable transmitter available for use in army communication. I knew that Mr. Hennick was trying to get it for us. So at the airport... Well, I told him I was most eager to complete the transaction.
Well, what do you want of us?
It is very simple, madame. I want to buy the invention.
But how can you buy it when we...
April, please. Why don't you act like Big Stoop?
But Burma, Big Stoop can't talk.
That's what I mean. Now, General, let me understand you. You want to buy the invention now?
That is correct.
And you want to walk out of it with it under your arm?
Precisely. You have no fear. There are three men ready to help me guard the instrument. They can be trusted.
No doubt. But have you ever heard of the Dragon Lady?
Oh, the Dragon Lady? That's a fantastic name. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. A woman bandit leader, I believe.
Yeah.
I seem to have heard of her. Amazing person.
Yeah, women are not always as smart as she is.
But I am sure you are able to think and act for yourself, madame.
That remains to be seen.
It is late. So if we get this business completed, I have a check. You should deal in your American dollars. Miss Kane, you have said price on...
Why, this is so sudden, General.
But the time has come for action, Miss Kane.
Has it? Oh, dear.
General, I want a straight answer to this. Did Mr. Hennick tell you we had that little radio box up here in this room?
I came here to make reasonable offer.
That's not the answer I want.
You are a difficult woman to deal with, madam.
As difficult as the Dragon Lady?
You speak in riddles.
And you don't give straight answers, Mr. Chang.
Did it ever occur to you that you are both at a disadvantage at the moment?
That sounds like a threat.
Sometime extreme measures are necessary to accomplish our ends.
Perhaps you'd like to take Miss Kane and myself to Army headquarters, General. Is that what you mean by extreme measures?
I am here in this room. I represent authority. My word is law, and if necessary, I shall...
Oh, dear. That phone bell made me jump.
I'll answer it. Yeah? Well, that's just ducky. Yeah, and by the by, do you remember a little talk we had a few hours ago about phonies? Uh-huh. Well, pretend you're a Marine or Paul Revere or something, will you? Huh? Oh, no. It's 2 for 3, and I'm having a wonderful time, and I wish you were here. Drop in sometime, Prudence. We'll catch up on our gossip. Bye.
Who was that, Burma?
Oh, just an old friend.
But do you know anybody by the name of Prudence?
You'd be surprised, April. Now, Mr. Chang, I have a suggestion.
We have little time for talk, Madame Burma.
I realize that. Now, General Chang, you just sit right where you are and don't move.
Oh, dear, don't shoot him, Burma.
I won't unless he gets...
Do you realize what you're doing?
Not quite, but I'll do something pretty sad to you if you move out of that chair.
But he's a general.
Generals die in chairs.
Madame, you don't realize what you're doing.
Perhaps not, but our mutual friend, Mr. Hennick, just phoned me. He does that every hour or so just to make sure we're all right. He understood what I said just now. He'll use prudence in coming up here. He'll avoid the lobby. I want him to meet his good friend, General Chang. So, just sit very, very still and wait.
Well, Burma may do a lot of wisecracking, but she does a lot of quick thinking, too. And she has plenty of good American nerve. In a little while, Jude Hennick will show up. And in just a moment, I'll ask you something about General Chang. So stand by. Now, I just want to remind you, boys and girls, of two important things. Number one is this. You yourself can have a Terryscope just like the one in the show. Like it, only better. Because it's a brand new, beautiful Terryscope with 8 exciting special features. All right? That's point number one. And I know darn well that every boy and girl of you is going to see to it that you get your Terryscope. Somebody may be left without one, but it won't be you. Because you're going to send your order in right now. Okay? Now that's where you're being smart. So along comes point number two, which is a reminder of just how to get that Terryscope. You'll need 2 Libby's labels, one from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. So the thing for you to do at once is to ask your mother to get a can of each of those swell juices. She'll be glad to. They're so good and so full of vitamins. As soon as you get your Libby's labels, write your full name, address, and age on the back of one. Then mail the labels and 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I get that? Mail the labels and 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Just do that, boys and girls, and the Terryscope is yours. Ask your mother now about those Libby's juices. Well, what's your guess about Chang, the uniformed general? Do you think he's the real thing, or one of the dragon lady's men? Well, tomorrow we'll see what happens to Jude. Yes, and we may see how Terry and his Terryscope help out in a dangerous situation. So join us in Chungking, China, for another tense transcribed adventure that steps right into your room and starts out like this.